Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Mines, regardless of the type, are dark, wet, and dangerous. When working the claustrophobic tunnels, it surely didn't take much to ignite the imagination. Every sound could suggest a creepy spirit. Park City's mining days were diverse in culture and rich in tradition. In such settings, ghost stories would abound. One of these stories talks about possibly one of the most famous ghosts in Utah history, the man in the yellow slicker. With the melting pot of cultures and traditions in Park City during the mining heyday, superstitions of all sorts were abundant. You can find several pictures of miners around the turn of the century from this area, some of whom sport a yellow slicker, just like the spirit is purported to wear while making his ghostly rounds. Some who have encountered the man in the yellow slicker found him benevolent. According to oral tradition, one miner credited the ghost for saving his life. On an otherwise typical workday, the miner was filling an ore car when he noticed a lantern swinging over the track in the distance. As he approached, he realized no one was holding the lantern, and he stopped, slightly scared. Having heard that the man in the yellow slicker warned workers of impending danger, the miner knew to progress no further. Looking for the source of the danger, he realized that a switch in the track had been left open. If he had progressed down the tunnel with his loaded ore car, he might have been run down by another car, or even had his overturned. In a different tale, the ghost is not so friendly. The man in the yellow slicker wasn't always a friendly ghost warning of danger, but instead, a malicious spirit seeking revenge for his murder. The ghost was that of a miner who had been caught drilling into someone else's claim. Upon discovery, company officials threw him down a 600-foot shaft. He haunted the tunnels near the scene of his unjust death. Miners believed that if they saw his ghost and mentioned it aloud before leaving the tunnels for the day, they would not survive their shift. So who was the real man in the yellow slicker? As with most ghost stories, we're not really sure of his origins. Because of the damp conditions in the mines, most miners wore yellow slickers when working. And because mining was a dangerous occupation, many lost their lives on the job. Some folks believe that the ghosts are the souls of people unable to let go of their earthly realm because of unfinished business. Any one of these miners killed while working could be the benevolent spirit that warns the fellow miners of potential disaster in an effort to save them from a similar fate. But what about the man murdered by officials? In the late 1800s, there was a particular controversy over the location of mine claims that led to a murder. Jake Smith sank a shaft that cut into the Ontario vein, sparking a fight between himself and James Moray, an official employed by R.C. Chambers, superintendent at the Ontario, and a stakeholder in many claims in the district. Moray shot Smith over the issue during an altercation at a saloon. Perhaps Smith's story, or another like it, morphed into an even more sinister tale, and Smith became the malicious man in the yellow slicker.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.